You're listening to the NASM CPT podcast with Rick Ritchie, winner of the ShareCare Emmy Award for Social Storytelling and the official podcast of the National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to the NASM CPT podcast. My name is Rick Ritchie, and today I want to talk about traveling and fitness. I want to say that throughout the years, I've had an amazing opportunity to travel, to experience life, and to share fitness with people all over the world. I've had the opportunity to go to Dubai and Thailand and Egypt, and most recently to a place that really surprised me. So I got a phone call from a friend of mine that worked at NASM, and he said, "Hey, Rick, I'm wondering if you would at all be interested in going to speak at a conference in Serbia." And I laughed a little bit. And he said, "Why are you laughing?" I said, "Oh, because I thought you said Serbia." And he said, "I did." And I was like, "Well, that's why I laughed. I haven't heard, it's the last time I've heard of Serbia was when I was in high school and in college, and there was a war going on in the Balkans. And that's the only time I had heard of Serbia. So in my head, that's what's still going on there." Well, fortunately, resolution has come about, and Serbia and the surrounding countries in the Balkans are getting along with each other, and it is fine. But it also made me a lot more comfortable that my friend Ken Miller of NASM fame, who is the co-host of the Random Fit podcast, he went last year with Wendy Betts, co-host of the Random Fit podcast. And so the two of them went out last year, and Ken returned. And so he reached out to me and said, "Hey, I heard you're going to Serbia. I'm going to Serbia too. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you there." Now, I've known Ken. I started at NASM in 2006. Everybody wants to teach when they work with NASM. You want to teach all the time. "Hey, can you send me to every conference and every workshop that exists?" And then they brought Ken on, and I was mad because I was like, "Look, we're all looking for work, and then you brought somebody else on." And they were like, "Well, actually, he worked with us before. We're just bringing him back on." So Ken has actually worked with NASM longer than I have. And it was a delight going there, because here's what I like. When you travel abroad, you are sitting in a conference center with people from all over the world, and you've got people that have different lives and different politics and different religion and different perspectives. The way that they see life isn't the same. The way that, and but here's the thing. When we talk about trying to find a common place to start from, this is the bond. Fitness is that bond, and it brought us all together. So when you're looking for that moment of, well, what do we connect over? Before we start looking at our differences, we should really start looking at what brings us together, what we can all agree on. And fitness has been doing that for us, for the fitness industry, for the world, bringing people together. And I don't want to overstate how amazing I think this is, but I certainly don't want to understate it, that there's a specialness about what we do and its impact on us and how that affects us. And people share that with us. People that are different than us, they look different, they see things differently. And yet, that's the bond. You know how people in Serbia really look different from me? They're so tall. They are so tall. I met a guy from, he's a presenter at the place, and I'll go through some of the people that I met. There was a guy named George Zeros, and he's from Greece. And I got a chance to meet that silver fox, if you're listening, George. I got a chance to meet George, and George is a tall guy, maybe 6'3 or 6'4. And after the convention started and a lot of the Serbs coming in, I looked at George and I said, "You thought you were tall, didn't you?" And he was like, "Seriously, I thought I was a tall person till I came to Serbia and then realize that this is the land of the giants. So a lot of very tall people in Serbia. And George did a workshop that I did not get a chance to see, but we talked about it a little bit, about personal training and business coaching. And, you know, that's something that we all need, I think. Ken Miller, who, again, from NASM that joined me on this trip, he was awarded an award for a presenter from last year. He was awarded that award this year. So I came up on stage with him because I just heard NASM Master Trainer. It's in Serbian. And we've got translators in our ears. And so I stood up with Ken before they just said Ken Miller, and we didn't know what it was. So we thought, oh, I'll just go up. And he was getting an award. So I stood there next to him, awkwardly clapping. Like, he just needed backup. He needed a Flavor Flav up there while he was getting his award. So I hope that wasn't too awkward for you, Ken. It was for me. Ken did things on plyometrics. He did things on programming and like in-season, preseason, postseason workout programming. He did foam rolling and corrective exercise workshops while we were at that conference. So for me, this was a chance to kind of sit at the feet of others and listen to them talk and speak on what they know and where their strengths are, and to learn from them. And so it's special because when you go somewhere to share your knowledge, it's my favorite thing to do. I go and I share my knowledge. My favorite thing to do is not necessarily the sharing of my knowledge, but it's that I get to go to other people and sit in on theirs and learn from them and sit at the feet of the masters who are well-versed in what it is they're going through so I can learn. And no matter what workshop I've ever taught, when we were doing the NASM workshops, I would listen to, it'd be the same workshop over and over, year after year. And I'd always learn something from the presenter who I was team teaching with. And for me, this was very special because this, again, is what binds us as fitness professionals and people that are interested in it. I got a chance to, I've got George from Greece. I met Turk from Istanbul, and that guy, what a joy to be around. Enjoyable. He's a professor at a university in Turkey. I think he's an osteopath and a physical therapist. He's an exercise physiologist. He's just so educated. But when I met him, the joy that he shared, the energy and the vibe that he gave was so delightful. Why? Because when we met, we're both bound in the fitness industry. I love what you do for the industry. I love who you are within the industry. I love what you do with strength and conditioning. I love what you do with exercise physiology. And we shared that together. Darren Dillon, maybe one of the best storytellers that I've ever been around, but if I could only understand what he was saying. He's from Ireland, and what a trip that guy is. He was there representing TRX. And again, just the opportunity to be out with them and go out and to sit in on his sessions were great. Same thing goes for probably somebody that I'm going to hire, not just for me personally, but for my business, is a fellow from Wales named James Breeze. In fact, I'm going to get him on the podcast, and he's got a podcast, of course, don't they all? He's got a podcast that he is going to invite me on as well. And James is really about the digital aspect of business and what can you do throughout the internet to be present, to get more personal training clients. And then for me, more importantly, to get more gym memberships. And I told him, I don't have gym memberships. I rent space to personal trainers. And he goes, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I can teach you methods and processes where you will never have to touch social media and you'll never have to spend a dime on anything but like the pictures and videos that you may use. But the promotion of that is going to be free. And I was like, I love this already. So I may be reaching out to James to do a little business and help me when it comes to my business, because first of all, he knew what he was talking about. I was able to sit in on one of his sessions. He was a delight as a presenter. And everything he said, I was like, man, if I did that for my business would be much stronger. All right. So now I get a chance to meet and hang out with these people. And I know he's a good guy. He's a good person. And all of these people I meet and I talk with, and we eat. There was so much eating. I've got to really work on my caloric deficit now that I've left that country. Another delightful thing about Serbia is the food was so good. And that's, you know, that love language is food for a lot of cultures. And so they want to share with you their food and their culture and their drinks and their experiences. And all of this happened around fitness. Well, it happened around two particular people that I want to shout out. So the people that put this event together. So this is an NASM International Conference. It is an Optima conference. You're familiar with NASM's Optima, but it's an international version. And it was hosted by two people, Nebojša and Svetlana of the HFS Academy. And they are our partners there in Serbia. They distribute the NASM content. So what happens is the NASM and countries have distributors. Who is present in a country that sells the NASM CPT course or the performance enhancement or the wellness coaching? Who can sell that? Who speaks the language, knows the people, is embedded within the community that can sell it? And so they're our partners, our NASM partners. And anyway, Nebojša and Svetlana are the heart and soul of NASM in that country. They are distributors, and they really went after trying to make this conference happen. And I've been to conferences through the US and all over the world, and it was a top-notch, one of the best conferences that I've been to. But then I had to leave. I had to leave the conference, and it's probably good for my waistline, but here's another great thing about it, is that when you go to a fitness conference, everybody's game for getting up and going to a workout. So as we're finishing up night before, we'd say things like, hey, tomorrow morning, you want to get up early before the conference starts and get a workout in? And the answer was yes. It was yes for everybody. That was always available to go and get a workout in and be in the gym together and do fitness together. That, again, the connection that brings us together, finding that, and fitness is that for me and for that community. And I thought it was so powerful. But then I was like, all right, it's time to go. Time to go home. It's time to go home. Got to go back to New York. I got clients to train. I got family to see. I got to get back to my life. And so, of course, the last day they take me out to lunch and they said, you know, I get nervous because I like to be early for things. And they're like, nah, it's a 15-minute drive to the airport. You don't have any carry-on luggage. You'll be able to zip right in. When's your flight? And I said, there are 24-hour clock there all the time. So I said 15:35. So if you've ever figured out like anything past 12, if you're trying to figure out like what 14 or 15 is, then you just subtract 2 or 12. And that'll give you the number. So 15:35, I have my flights at 3:35. And so I go there and I'm getting ready to go. We're all eating and I'm getting nervous at this meal, but it's delightful. It's beautiful. And I don't want to go, but I have to go. And now I'm getting nervous because it's getting really close to time. And so as it gets closer to time, they're like, oh, listen, just finish your food and then we'll leave. And I said, okay. And so we finished the food and they were like, all right, dude, let's get coffee. I was like, oh, okay, let's get coffee. And they said, don't worry, it'll be espresso. It's just a little bit of coffee. We'll drink that and then we'll go. And then literally after we drink the coffee, he was like, okay, let's go. We got to get there to the airport quickly. And I was like, what? So we get going, zip out of the restaurant. He takes me to the airport, drops me off, and I go look at the display that shows gates and times and all that stuff. And there's no flight. There's no flight at 15:35. There's a flight at 14:35 that's currently boarding and about to leave the airport, but not at 15:35. And so I go back and I look at my emails, and here's what they do. And this is what you should do if you ever travel, because this is a total rookie mistake. they sent me my stuff and I copied and pasted it and put it away. And then they sent a follow-up email. And that follow-up email I thought was just a reminder email, but it wasn't. It was a time change email. So I did not know that there was a time change. I just looked at the going there. Everything was the same. So I thought it was just a reminder email. So anyway, it was late. It left an hour earlier than what I had in line. It was boarding. I couldn't find anybody. And finally, they said, this is where the gates are or the booth is to do your check-in. So I went there. Nobody was there. They said, you're going to have to go to Turkish Airlines. At their personal booth, I went there, blinds were down. I can't talk to anybody. I'm walking around this airport and I'm in trouble. So I call Neboja and Svetlana and they came to get me. We purchased a new ticket. And then as we were leaving, the Turkish Airlines flight that I was supposed to be on got canceled. And all those people came to the booth that we walked by and they're just getting on another flight. And we just bought a ticket for another flight when all I needed to do was wait in that line. Oh my goodness. It was there have been better things to happen. And so of course, what do? They say, oh, well, you got to stay another night. Let's eat. So we just ate some more. And I went to their hometown, the town that they live in called Novi Sad, which is the university that Neboja is the dean of, I think, the exercise science department there. And that's how he is so embedded into the fitness community. All of this, not to brag about the travel, because that's not it. It is to brag and boast on the people that I experience when I travel. And that to me is incredibly special. And if you never really know what to talk to anybody about, then you can always move to fitness at these conferences and just start having those conversations. And that is the bond that brings us together. That's the tie that binds. That is where the friendships are made. That is the jump off point for conversation. It is the base that you can go back to and touch when you're not sure where else to go when you're talking to somebody. It is so valuable because anybody in that group of people is ready to hear you talk about fitness or to share their fitness story or their journey with you. So but it's just like, it's like anything else. So I know guys that when they travel anywhere and they do jiu-jitsu, so they'll find a jiu-jitsu school and they make best friends and they go out to lunch afterwards or, you know, it just becomes part of a community that you are embedded in. And I want you to understand that your community, your fitness community, is more than just the community that exists in your town or in your neighborhood, but it exists all over the world. And you can participate in that when you travel. And that can be a tie that brings us all together. All right. Thanks for listening. You get a chance. Make sure that you fill out, there's going to be a link for a survey. And we really want more data. So we've, over the past week or so that we've been doing the survey statement, people have been doing it and we're getting information and that's great, but we just want a larger pool, a larger data pool of information. So please, you get a chance, just click on the link in the bio and it'll take about 5 minutes to go through it, get a chance to get your name in the hat for to win a $100 gift card from Amazon. But more importantly to me, I'm sure not you, is that we're getting feedback about your experience with the podcast, what it is, excuse me, what we provide and what it is that you want to hear, so we can provide more of what people want instead of me just going, I think I'll talk about this for the podcast. So we can kind of direct it more based off of the feedback that we get. With that being said, thank you for listening. Like, subscribe, share with your fitness friends and family. Leave a comment and a survey. A comment and a survey, is it too much to ask? Maybe, but if you can, please do. And if you want to reach out to me, you can do that too. Hit me up directly, either on Threads or Instagram at dr.rickritchie, or you can do so on email, rick.ritchie@nasm.org. Y'all keep inspiring people to fitness. Thanks for listening. This has been the NASM CPT Podcast.